Everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah on Pesach Mirtz Hashem to finish by Purim. We're holding on Yudalam Aleph near the bottom. The Gemara is discussing riyas for the seven Nevi'os, the seven women who were Nevi'os, which were Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Hulda, and Esther. And it's going through riyas that each of them were Nevi'os, where you see that in Pesukim, where you see that from Maisim that happened with them. So we're holding three lines from the bottom, Avigail. Okay, we said this a little bit yesterday, but it was the beginning of a long story, so we'll continue right now. It says, Avigail, Biksiv, Avigail, as it's written. Now, really, just to give a heads up, we're not going to see how she's a Navi, not going to see how she's a prophetess until a good amount into the coming Amid. Yeah, so we'll have a whole story prior to that. Avigail, Biksiv, Avigail, as it says, Zayhi, Rochevas, Alachamor, Vyuedis, Vesesir, Ahar. So some background over here, the story is that Naval was a person who cursed David, who spoke against the king. And David HaMelech really wasn't Melech yet. Shaul HaMelech was the king of this time, and David HaMelech was obviously going to be king. He had not had his eminence spread around the world yet, but he was considered a Malchus was by him. And Naval spoke against him, and Naval was going to be killed. David went to go kill him. He pronounced that he was guilty of the death penalty. And at this point, Abigail, which is Naval's wife, is riding on a horse to prevent David from attacking. So Vayihiro Cheves Alechamor says she was riding on a donkey. But Yeredes Beseser Har says she was descending in the hidden part of the mountain. So the Gemara questions that wording, Beseser Har, descending in the hidden part of the mountain. Minahar Mibarle, descending from the mountain is one should say. What's this whole word in the hidden part of the mountain? Amarabba Bar Shmuel, Al Iske Dam Haba Minastarim, she went to have to do with blood, yeah, that comes from the hidden places. That's what it's hinting to. So what is this whole thing? We'll see what her tactic was over here. Nutladam, yeah, she took blood that she had. Viharasalo, and she showed it to David HaMelech. Apparently it was a common thing. David HaMelech, despite being the king, would answer shilas like this. The Gemara in Brachos makes a big point that he got his hands soaking with blood to paskin nida shilas to matir a woman to her husband to find heterin. So she showed him her blood. Amarlo, and he said to her, V'chimarin dam b'layli, you can't take a look at blood at night, you can't see it. Amarlo, so she said back to him, "Bichidani dini nefashas b'layla? Can you judge a capital case at night as you just did regarding my husband? Naval, you're going to kill him." Amarlo, so he said to her, "Mori b'malchus, he is considered rebellious towards the kingdom, towards me, the king. Lo tzarech l'midayne. One does not need to judge it." Now Tosis goes in over here as an agav sort of thing. It doesn't mean that no judgment is necessary from several Gemoras. It proves that it means that there's a different way to judge them, namely that you can start a case and finish that case on the same day and night. Generally, when it comes to Dina Nefashos, you have to wait a day and have more arguments to see if found a schus for him. So if it's more of a malchus, you don't need to have that. Yeah. He also mentions that generally kings wouldn't be on the Sanhedrin to judge a case like this, but that's because it's not his covet to sit there and be quiet. But when it comes to more of a malchus, it is his covet to be sitting there and be quiet because he's no gebedover. So it's not a problem for him to be quiet. He has to be quiet. He's no gebedover. The Seder. So again, David HaMelech defends himself and says he doesn't need to be judged. He's a Marba Malchus, so he doesn't be judged in the same way. You can judge him at night. Amar Lo, she said to him, Adai in Shaul Kayim. Shaul is still around. V'leyotze tivecha ba'olam. Your eminence has not spread in the world. Amar Lo, he said to her in a praise that she was right. Baruch tameich uvrucha at asher kilisoni imazeh. Nibo ba'damim. Says, blessed is your reasoning, good reasoning, and you're blessed that you have held me back this day from coming into bloods. So Gemara finds that pasuk, which means there's only one blood we mentioned. So damim tarti mashma. There are two bloods we mentioned over here. Ella, maybe the girsa changes a little here. The girl actually takes out a lot of this over here. But melamed, it teaches us, shegilsa shoka, she revealed her thigh, her leg. Doesn't mean having to do with the nida shayla, but some way she revealed herself in some fashion, either intentionally or not intentionally, but it happened that David HaMelech saw her skin. And he pursued her, seemingly in desire of her, for three parsos, which is a long distance. And he wanted to be with her. That's what the Gemara is saying here so far. Obviously, there could be a lot of interpretation said, but we're just learning the simple Gemara, it says. So Amar Lo, he said to her, Hashmi'ili, listen to me, meaning I want to be with you. Amar Lo, she said to him, Lo siya zos l'cha l'fuka. Yeah, this should not be to you as a stumbling block, as a thorn in your side. This is going to be a problem for you. Now, the Gemara understands what she's saying to him, this one won't be a problem for you, a stumbling block. Michlal, the Ika Achrisi, that's implying that in the future, there's going to be a different scenario where David HaMelech is indeed going to stumble over something to do with a married woman. But mind you, Maisa de Basheva, what's that going to be? The Maisa de Basheva, Maskana Achiavoi, and that was actually true. That happened, so this is her expressing prophecy. This didn't happen yet. And she's saying it's going to happen. Don't do this again. Well, not again. Don't do it another time, meaning now. Don't pursue a married woman the way you will in the future, which be a problem. Yeah? So, and that's what it says. Fine. That's how you know that her she was a Nevi'ah, and her Nevu'ah took place indeed. The Gemara says, Vaisa Nefesh, Adonit, Tzura, B'tzura, Chaim. Different Mefarshim don't know what to do with this pasuk doing here. It might not be here in correct print, in the Graz is not have it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So this pasuk doesn't have so much to do. She's saying, the Nefesh of my master is bound up in the bounds of life. It is about Navam, and it is in the right context, but just doesn't have to do with what we're talking about. So it says, continues the Gemara, Ki havas miftir amine, when she was going away from him, Amrullah, she said to him, V'heit tiv Hashem l'aduni v'zocharta es amasecha. You should be good to my master, I mean, she's talking about her husband, and you remember your maidservant. Now, the Gemara understands that she was kind of hinting that if Naval does die, she would like to marry David. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Hanu damri inshi, this is what people say, Itza bahadi shosa pilcho. A woman, while she's spinning wool, she speaks. Yeah, she has her mind on future things despite the present task. Igda Amir, another expression that people say, Shato va'azuba ravuza, a goose goes with his head down, v'inoi mitaifi, but he sees to a very long distance. He's looking ahead to the future, seemingly if it will become possible for them to wed, she wanted that, and indeed is what happened later on in life. Yeah. So, that was about Avigail. Says the Gemara. it says, Chulda, d'ksiv, how do you know Chulda? Yeah. Was a Nevi'ah. But it says, Vayelech Hilkiyah, Kohen v'achikam v'achbor v'gomer. Yeah, it says, it's quite befavorish in this pasuk at the end of it, that all these people, Hilkiyah, Kohen, Achikam, Achbor, v'shafon, v'asaya, she went to Chulma, a Nevi'ah, calls her a Nevi'ah. Went to her to go to ask some sort of advice. So it says, V'makum deka Yirmiyah, Echim misnabi ihi. This is the time Yirmiyah and Navi is around. So if he's around, how can she go give prophecy? It's inappropriate. There's a greater Navi there. Why would she be giving prophecy? So Amri Bei Rav, Shmid Rav, they said in the house of Rav, in his base, mentioned Rav's name, Chulda Karovas Yirmiyahu Haisu. She was a relative of Yirmiyahu. They both descended from the same person. We'll get to that. And therefore, V'lahava Makbid, Yirmiyahu was not Makbid on her, saying Nevuah while he was around. Makbid Allah, he was not Makbid on her. Okay, by the way, this whole thing is the backstory over here. Yoshiah HaMelech was the king of Yehuda at the time. The nation had split. There was 10 tribes. It's Melech Yisrael, the Malchus Yisrael, and there's Malchus Yehuda. And they had found a Sefer Torah open, and there was work that was refurbishing of the Beis HaMikdash. It was supposed to be done, and they went around and looked and found a Sefer Torah open to the Klolos. It was open to a part about the king of the nation would be taken out, the klala like that, and the klalas. And Yoshua got very frightened, and they went to go inquire of Chulda Nevi'ah what this all meant. So now the Gemara says, V'Yoshiyahu gufei eichi shavik Yirmiyah m'shadi l'gabo. Why did Yoshiyahu leave asking Yirmiyah what the pshat is and ask Chulda? So Amr Debei, Rabbi Shila, they said, Yoneisha ha'noshim rechmanio saint. Women are generally more compassionate, and he was hoping to get a better din that way by going to Chulda for the interpretation. Yochanan Amar Yochanan says the Mishat Yirmiyah lo hava asim. Yirmiyah was not there at the time. Shehalach lahachzer aseret shvatim. He went to go bring back the exiled 10 tribes. This is fascinating. Ominola dahader. The Gemara says, how do you know the 10 tribes actually came back? Amazingly, he brought them back according to this Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think that sounds very different, but this Gemara seemingly saying that Yirmiyah was successful in bringing back 10 tribes. Iksiv kamocher lamimkor lo yoshuv. There is a prophecy given by Yechezkel, where he says that in the future there will be no dinim of Yovel. Is the mocher lemimkor lo yashuv? Yeah, the seller won't get back to his sold item, and he say fields won't go back in Yovel. Now, at the time that Yechezkel said this, Yovel wasn't being done anyway, because you only do Yovel when all of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. And at the time that he said this, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, Mechatzi, Sheva, Menashe weren't in Eretz Yisrael, so there was no Yovel going on. So the Gemara says, Efshar Yovel Batul v'Navi Misnabi Lov Shibatul. It makes sense that Yovel is currently Batul at that time, and this Navi is given a Nevuah that it will become Batul. What sense does that make? Al Malamid Shirmiyah Echziran. Yosheo ben Amr tells you that Yirmiyah brought everybody back. That means Yovel was again, at least in potential, active. And then this prophecy was about that it'll again become Batul at another time when we're going into Galus again. But it for a time was back. I mean, 10 tribes came back, at least in the time of Yirmiyah, they were back. Okay, so it says, yeah. Yeah, so it says, Yoshio ben Amon Melech Aleihem. And Yoshiyahu, yeah, which was really Melech Yehuda, was king over the 10 tribes, which is part of the other Malchus, Malchus Yisrael. He was actually king over them. He reigned over them. Yeah, this says that Yoshiyahu said, what is this signpost over here that I see? They said to him, people of the city of the grave, man of God, that came from Yehuda, right? And when he called these things, Asher Asisal Mizbeach, Beisel. All this happened in Beisel. A bit of a cryptic pasuk, yeah? But Yoshiyahu is saying when he's in Beisel, and they burnt the bones, the context over, they burnt the bones of various priests that were there, which were Zorah, yeah, on the Mizbeach that Yerubim had made. So he was asking what that was, and that's what they told him. But he's in Beisel. Now, Beisel is not his area. It's not in the kingdom of Yehuda. It belongs in the kingdom of Yisrael. Chimat Tivo Shel Yoshua on Mizbeach Beisel. What's he doing in Mizbeach over in Beisel? Amalamich Yoshua Malach Alein. Yoshua had some reign over these 10 tribes, the Malchus Yisrael that was there. Ranachon Amri Hachar. Ranachon says a different raya for that fact. Gam Yehuda, Shas Kotzir Lach, Shuv Yeshuas Ami. Yeah? Even Yehuda, this is a bit of a rem, is this one. Even Yehuda, meaning the king of Yehuda, will have power of kitzir. That means that'll have greatness, right? Rashi teaches. Yeah, it means reaping of greatness when the returning of my nation comes. Yeah, I mean to say, bring back the 10 tribes, and then the king of Yehuda will reign over them, even though that was part of Malchus Yisrael. Seder. Esther, tiksiv. How do you know Esther was a Nevi'ah? It says, Vahi ba'yom ha'shlishi va'tilbash Esther Malchus. It was on the third day, yeah, that she fasted and then she went into the king, as the Purim story tells us. And she put on Malchus, put on royalty. What does that mean? Big day Malchus, mi boile, should be put on clothing of royalty, royal clothing. Ella, she lavashta ruach hakodesh, means she clothed herself in the Holy Spirit, ruach hakodesh. Sivacha vatilvash, sivatim ruach lavashta samasai. How do you know clothing, the action of clothing oneself can refer to ruach hakodesh? Because here it says she put on the dressing, yeah, she dressed herself. And then it says, V'ruach lavashas amasai. Yeah, it says a pasuk that a spirit dressed up amasai, over there was referring to a context of Ruach HaKodesh very clearly, in Divrei HaYamim. Yeah, and so you see that it's that all we're really pulling out of that pasuk over here to bring to our context is that it is correct to refer to Ruach as clothing someone. So Esther, also what she's clothing herself in is Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. That's where you bring it from. Amar Rav Nachman, lo yehei yirusa lenashi. Rav Nachman says that arrogance or arrogant type of behavior is not good for women. Tarti nashi yir and havyin. Yeah, there were two women historically in our Tanakh that became arrogant. The son and Shemayu. Yeah, and their names became hated. Their names are not very good. Chadashma ziburta. One is has the name of a bee. That means devora. Devora means a bee. The Chadashma Karkushta, one is the name of a weasel, Chulda means a weasel. They had very not nice names, yeah, and that goes together with the fact that they had a certain arrogant behavior. What were these arrogant behaviors? Ziburta, the bee, meaning Devora, Ksiv Ba, it says by her, Vatishlach Vatika LaBarak. She sent and she called to Barak. V'ilu'ihi La'azla L'gabe. She didn't go to him. Now Barak was the general of the army, and she should have gone to him. The Gemara seems to be making a point. It was a bit of arrogance in some level that she sent for him. Karkushta, yeah. What about the weasel, the cholda? Ksiv ba, it says, Amr li'ish v'amr im l'melech. She said for a message to be sent to the man, and she was referring to the king. She should have called him a king, right? That doesn't seem to be appropriate. Amr al-Machman, cholda, now a little more about cholda right now. The Bach says over here, cholda ha'navia, I mean, it makes sense. Cholda ha'navia b'minei banam shel Yeshua ha'isa. She was a descendant of Yeshua, Yeshua ben Nun. Ksiv ha'cha ben ha'reches. Yeah, Charachas, I should say, Ben Charachas, Ksiv Hasam, Betin Mas Charis. This is a very loose kind of Zereshava, it seems. Just there are similar words used in the context of Chulda and the context of Yeshua. And so, because in the first pasuk we're talking about over here, it's elaborating on that these men, the pasuk we brought before, were going to see Chulda Navia to take counsel with her. And over there, it says that she was the wife of someone named Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charachas. And over by Yeshua, there's a pasuk that says a place called Timnas Cheres. It's not related to Chulda in particular, obviously. So the relationship in the word seems to be saying that she is related back to that place Yeshua was, and she's understood here to be descended from him. So Gemara brings an Eisve on this. Eisve, Rav Eina, Sabal, or Rav Nachman, brings a Meisve, challenges him, Shmona Nevi'im, Vehim Kohanim, Yotzu Meiracha Vazon. We have a tradition that 8 Nevi'im, and they were Kohanim, came out of a Rachav HaZona. Rachav HaZona was when Yeshua came into land in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. There was a Zona that hid two of the Yeshua's spies that he sent to spy out Yericho. And she eventually, it seems, converted. And people came from her. Big people came from her. Ve'elohein, who came from her? Neria, Baruch, Vesaria, Masia, Yirmiah, Chilkiah, Hanamel, Veshalom. These are 8 Nevi'im. And Behuda Omer, Af Chulda. Yehuda says, no, Chulda also came from her. Hanavi'ah. So, b'minei banav shal Rachav HaZona haisa, right? She was also from the children of Rachav HaZona. So it seems to be a steer. How could she be from Yeshua and from Rachav? So we say, what's the raya about Chuldo? Continue with the statement. K'siv hacha ben Tikva, she was the son of Tikva, as we said. K'siv hacha es Tikva schut hashani, the deal made with Rachav HaZona that she tied a scarlet wool piece, and anywhere that was, she would be safe from the attack. That's the story there in Sefer Yeshua. So, Stira again, is she from Rachav HaZona, from Yeshua? Amalei, Inasaba, Amalei, Pasi Uchma. Inasaba said to him, or he called him, Pasi Uchma means a black kettle. Now, that seems a bit of a Musar shtickle, but I saw one before that says that he calls him a black kettle, meaning to say that you have such negated your physical appearance, which means you're clearly very, very ruchni, very spiritual. You should be able to understand this pshat from that fact. Black kettle is an ugly, ugly piece, a piece of machinery. Between me and you, we could figure this out. This sugya, she converted. That's all. Rachav HaZona converted. Vanaspa Yeshua, and Yeshua actually married her. Yeah. And Mela, it's not a steer at all. The Chulda Hanaviyah and many other people came from both Yeshua and Rachav. Says Gemara, Mi Havu Leizara. Yeshua have children though? Yeshua, is there any children to Yeshua? Amazing statement. Vaksiv, Nun Beno, Yeshua Beno. It says the lineage of his Shevet ends Yeshua. There's no other children. So Gemara says, yeah, Bani lo havu. It's true. There was no lineage because he didn't have any sons. Bani lo havile, Bantan havile. Yeah, but he had daughters. And we referred to this earlier in a Tosfos earlier on in the Masechta that made this point, that he was mevatel, the Klal Yisrael of Mpuravu, when he was laying siege. I remember that whole Gemara about he was mevatel from the Korban Talmid and from Bittul Torah. He was also mevatel from Liman Torah. So Tosfos brings also over there that he had an onus of not having any sons because he was mevatel the Klal Yisrael from Mpuravu. Thank you for listening. Rosh Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.